This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology, science that affects your life, maybe even changes your view of the universe. Well, today we're going to bring on a very controversial topic. The former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University has written a best-selling book called Extraterrestrial, the first sign of intelligent life outside the Earth. That's right, the first sign of intelligent life outside the Earth. Are there alien civilizations out there in outer space? Well, we'll find out from Avi Loeb, former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University. And we're going to talk about this strange extraterrestrial object, an object from another solar system that drifted through our solar system in 2017, creating a storm of controversy. Was this a piece of interstellar debris, an asteroid, a piece of space junk, a comet, a meteor, whatever? Or was it a machine, a device created by an extraterrestrial civilization? Well, we'll talk about that in today's hour. But let me also say that, well, I have a new book coming out in April, April 6th. The book is called The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of one of the main branches of string theory, string field theory. But it's the larger picture we're going to talk about. In fact, we're going to go back 2,000 years back to the Greeks, who first asked the question, what is the world made of? And we're still trying to answer that question. And so the book is called The God Equation, an equation that Einstein looked for the last 30 years of his life. E equals mc squared is an equation half an inch long, and then it explains why the sun shines. It explains why the stars twinkle in the heavens. A simple equation, half an inch long, that unlocked the secret of matter and energy. But Einstein wasn't content. He wanted an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. These are his own words. He wanted a simple equation that would explain not just energy and matter, but the universe itself. The creation of the universe, the electromagnetic force, the gravitational force. And this book, The God Equation, traces the 2,000-year history, going back to the Greeks, of attempts to create this master equation. Well, once again, the book is going to be on sale in April 6th, so watch for it at your local bookstore. But today, we're going to talk about a different topic. We're going to talk to the former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University, Professor Avi Loeb, about an object from another solar system that drifted through our solar system in 2017, creating a storm of controversy. Was it a piece of space junk, a piece of space debris just drifting in outer space, designed by an extraterrestrial civilization? So, Avi, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for having me.
First question for you is, when you were a youth, think back when you were a kid, what steered you in the direction of science and then eventually astronomy?
I was mostly interested in philosophy. I grew up on a farm, collected eggs every afternoon, felt very connected with nature, and was interested mostly in philosophical questions. I used to drive the tractor to the hills of the village on weekends and read philosophy books, mainly existentialists, because that was very appealing to me, to deal with the most significant questions we have. You know, we are born into this world without a script. We are standing on a stage and we don't know the meaning of that. And philosophy tries to address that. As Socrates said, philosophy is preparation for death, so to speak. We want to figure out before we die what we are here for. But then in Israel, where I was born, you have to serve in the military at age 18. And I had two options, either to run in the fields with a gun or to pursue some intellectual research and in the context of physics and mathematics. And so I did the latter because it was closer to philosophy. And then I initiated a project that was funded by the Star Wars Initiative from the U.S. And that brought me to Washington on a routine basis. And I visited in one of the trips, I visited Princeton and was offered a five-year fellowship at the Institute for Advanced Study under the condition that I switched to astrophysics. So I ended up eventually, after that long-term fellowship, I ended up at a junior faculty position at Harvard. And by the time I got tenured a few years later, I realized that I'm actually, even though it was an arranged marriage, I'm actually married to my true love, because in philosophy you can address deep philosophical questions. In astronomy, sorry, you can address deep philosophical questions that that were in the realm of philosophy, but we can address them with scientific tools.
Okay, so what steered you in the direction of astronomy? And then, of course, talk to us about what happened in 2017 when this mysterious object drifted through our solar system from another solar system.
Right, so most of my research in astronomy focused on the first stars in the universe, the first light that was produced by stars, and then black holes. And then in 2017, I heard about this object called Oumuamua, which means in Hawaiian scout, because it was discovered by a telescope called the Pan-STARRS on Mount Haleakala in Maui. And then this was the first object from outside the solar system that was spotted near Earth. And it's sort of like finding the first object from the street in your backyard. And it tells you something about the street, even without making a trip to see what's out there. And I was curious because I wrote a decade earlier, I wrote a paper saying that we will never find an object like that from interstellar space with the Pan-STARRS telescope based on what we know on rocks in the solar system, how many of them are being lost to interstellar space and so forth. So that was the mere discovery of this object was a surprise. But then astronomers thought, well, it must be a comet. Turns out that there was no cometary tail, didn't have any gas around it, looked very peculiar. Then it exhibited a change in its brightness that was a factor of 10 as it was tumbling over 8 hours. And that implied a very extreme shape that it's at least 10 times longer than it is wide, projected on the sky, because what we see is reflected sunlight. And as it's tumbling, it means that the area on the sky changes by a factor of 10. And actually the best fit model to that variation of the light was that of a pancake-shaped object, not a cigar-shaped. So here you have it, the pancake-shaped object. And then, in addition, doesn't show any cometary tail, but nevertheless, it showed one other peculiarity, which is being pushed away from the sun. And that usually can come from the rocket effect of evaporate gas.
Avi, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. Is it a preposterous statement, or are we on to something about the nature of the universe itself? You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And maybe you can get on national radio.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As we said before, our special guest today is the former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University, Professor Avi Loeb, author of an exciting but controversial book called Extraterrestrial, the First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. Now, some of you out there may believe that there are alien civilizations in outer space, but as Professor Carl Sagan once said, extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. Well, in 2017, this mysterious object, an object from outside the solar system, drifted through our solar system and left a trail of controversy. Was it a piece of space debris? Was it a piece of rock just drifting in space, tumbling as it went through? Or was it a sign of extraterrestrial civilization? So with us today, once again, is Avi Loeb. The book is called Extraterrestrial, the First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. Well, Avi, we have Newton's law of gravity, and using Newtonian mechanics, we can plot the trajectory of objects going all the way out past the solar system, into the galaxy, in fact. So did this object obey Newton's laws of gravity? Was it a piece of drifting rock just tumbling as it went through our solar system? What was the trajectory of this object?
Yeah, so actually the trajectory deviated from what we expect just based on the sun's gravity. And that was one of the anomalies that it exhibited. And it wasn't because of the rocket effect. It wasn't because gas was evaporating out of it, pushing it forward. It was something else. And the only possible explanation was that the reflection of sunlight is giving it an extra push. And actually the force varied in a way consistent with this possibility. It was declining inversely with distance squared in a smooth way away from the sun. And actually just a few months ago in September 2020, there was a new object discovered, and the astronomers gave it a name, 2020 SO. Turns out it was showing also a push away from the sun by reflecting sunlight and no cometary tail. And it was identified as a rocket booster that was launched in 1966. So we know that we produced it artificially. The question is, who produced Oumuamua?
Well, what was the evidence that clinched it for you that this was extraterrestrial rather than a piece of space junk? What was the most convincing piece of scientific evidence?
It was the fact that it was pushed away from the sun without a cometary tail and without any gases around it. So the Spitzer Space Telescope looked very deeply for carbon-based molecules. And in order to get that push, it needed to lose at least 10% of its mass. Quite a bit of mass. We should have seen it. We haven't seen it. So that was the thing that convinced me that, you know, we should list all the anomalies of Oumuamua, and there are six of them. I mentioned a few. There is another one that it came from a special frame of reference, the local standard of rest, where only one in 500 stars is so much at rest as Oumuamua was, and that's a very weird property. But there were lots of anomalies, six of them, that I decided to summarize, and then it looked to me like there is a strong case that it might not be a natural object. And, you know, in the couple of years after my paper appeared, there were a few attempts to explain it as a natural object, but all of them invoked something that we have never seen before, like, for example, a hydrogen iceberg, which suffers. I mean, the idea is that the evaporation of hydrogen will create a cometary tail that we cannot see. It's transparent. But the problem with that is that such an iceberg would get evaporated along its journey. It wouldn't survive. We wrote a paper about that. Then there was the idea of a cloud of dust that is very porous, 100 times less dense than air. And again, the problem with that is it wouldn't survive coming close to the sun and getting heated by hundreds of degrees. So my point is, you know, if all the natural origin explanations bring up something that we have never seen before, why not contemplate an artificial origin?
Okay, well, let me be devil's advocate for a while and throw some other things out that you've probably already considered. What about anomalies within the solar wind, or perhaps, say, a debris of micro-asteroids that cannot be seen by telescope that impacted on the object? So could there be interactions with the interstellar medium in terms of the solar wind, in terms of space debris, a trail of micro-asteroids that could have caused this anomalous trajectory that seems to deviate from Newton's laws of gravity?
Yeah, these are excellent questions, and I actually thought about them first. Before we wrote the paper, I checked the numbers exactly along the lines that you're asking. Turns out that the effect of the solar wind and any material along the path is negligible. It's much smaller than the effect of per unit area, than the effect of the illumination by sunlight. So the only other thing that competes with sunlight is evaporation, you know, the rocket effect, but we didn't see any evaporation around it.
Okay, now you propose that perhaps it's a solar sail created by a civilization that, you know, rides on the solar wind. So tell us a little bit about the Breakthrough Starshot program that the late Stephen Hawking proposed and promoted, the idea that perhaps tiny solar sails can reach the stars. So explain your involvement now with the Breakthrough Starshot program.
Yeah, so actually, a light sail is just like a sail, except it's not being pushed by wind, but it's pushed by reflecting light. And The story starts in 2015 when Yuri Miller, an entrepreneur from Silicon Valley, came out of a black limousine near the Center for Astrophysics at Harvard and entered my office and asked me whether I'm willing to lead a project to visit the nearest star so that the trip will take only 20 years instead of, 50,000 years if we were to use the conventional rockets. And I said I have to look at the technologies that can enable that. He wanted to see the visit within his lifetime. And the only thing that made it possible is a light sail, where you push a sail with light, a very powerful laser beam. So 6 months later, I proposed that to him. And then we invited Stephen Hawking, as you mentioned, to the public announcement of the project. And this is called Starshot. The idea is to use a laser beam of 100 gigawatts focused on a sail that has roughly the size of a person outside the atmosphere and weighs a few grams, and push it for a few minutes to a fifth of the speed of light so that it can reach the nearest star, Proxima Centauri, within 20 years.
Okay, so we're talking now about Earthlings reaching the stars with a solar sail pushed by laser light. Now turn the tables. Do you think that Oumuamua could therefore be a solar sail from another civilization using the same principle to boost its starships, perhaps through our solar system? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So that would explain the excess push that it exhibited along its orbit. It needs to be thin, and nature doesn't produce sails like that. Now, it doesn't need to be designed as a sail. It just needs to be thin enough so that it has a lot of area for its weight. And this rocket booster that I mentioned was just like that. It was hollow and had a very thin surface. So anything, like, for example, if you imagine a surface of a spaceship being ripped apart, it would still exhibit the push from reflecting sunlight, even if it was not designed for that purpose.
Okay. Now, of course, any extraordinary statement is going to create an extraordinary backlash. What has been the reaction from your colleagues and the astronomical community to your theory, which certainly deviates from the usual statements issued by scientists? What's been the reaction?
Right. The reaction was dismissal or pushback or denial. To me, I approached this as a kid, let's put all possibilities on the table. Let's see what is possible in terms of explaining these anomalies that we have seen. I don't care about the consequences. I just want to see what possibilities are available and then collect as much evidence as possible. Now, for Oumuamua, we can't get more evidence, but in the future, there will be more objects discovered of this class. And so,
okay, Avi, we have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue discussion of your book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call into the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As more lawmakers on both sides of the aisle call for an investigation into the handling of coronavirus nursing home deaths in New York at the beginning of the pandemic, the state's governor is now taking the blame. Governor Andrew Cuomo said his administration should have provided more information to the public sooner regarding nursing home deaths, and that he takes responsibility. He also said that politics played a role in the perception of the tragedy.
We should have been more aggressive in fighting the misinformation.
This comes as Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez joined the ranks of other officials calling for an investigation into the handling of nursing home coronavirus deaths by the governor's administration. the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn are also investigating. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is working hard to get support for his coronavirus relief package. He went to Kalamazoo, Michigan to tour a Pfizer facility. The president says that more vaccines are coming.
Because we work together, we're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for all Americans by the end of July. It doesn't mean it'll be in all Americans' arms, but enough vaccine will be available by that time.
Back-to-back winter storms across much of the country is hampering some coronavirus vaccine shipments. According to the White House, 6 million coronavirus vaccine doses have been temporarily delayed. In Texas, grid operators say most customers have power again and the rolling blackouts are now not needed. This following a week of record cold, snow, and ice that triggered power outages. Many people are also in need of food and water. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We're talking about the possibility that perhaps we have been visited by an extraterrestrial object which sailed through our solar system back in 2017. The book is called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. And once again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and I have about 4 million fans on Facebook. And starting April 6th, in a few months, I'm coming out with my latest book. It's about what I do for a living. The city of New York pays me to work on something called string theory, which we think could be the fabled theory of everything. So the book traces 2,000 years of history as the brightest minds on the earth grapple with the question, what is the world made of? Where are we going? Where did it come from? All these questions we think could be answered by a theory of everything, an equation, the God equation. An equation no more than perhaps 1 inch long that will allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. And it will answer questions that are way outside Einstein's theory. Is time travel possible? Are there other dimensions? Are there other universes? What triggered the Big Bang? What happened before the Big Bang? What's on the other side of a black hole, if there is one? These questions are far beyond Einstein's theory of general relativity, but they're well within the province of a theory of everything. The God Equation. So watch for it when it hits your bookstore in April. Well, once again, we're talking to Professor Avi Loeb, former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University. Let me ask you a question that you've probably already been asked many times, and that is the giggle factor. When you talk to scientists about aliens from outer space, people roll their eyes up to the heavens and they start to giggle. Have you hit the giggle factor? And what do you do when people challenge you and say, this is the stuff of science fiction?
Well, it's very simple to deal with that. All you need is to collect evidence, because science is based on evidence. And in this case, just to give you an example, we just need to deploy cameras within the orbit of the Earth around the sun and take a close-up photo of the next object that looks as weird as Oumuamua. And that photo will tell us whether it's a rock or an artificial object. You know, a picture is worth 1,000 words. In my case, a picture is worth 66,000 words, the number of words in my book. I wouldn't need to write the book if I had a picture.
Okay. Now, what was the strongest argument against your theory, and how do you respond to that? So of all the arguments that have been raised, what do you think is the strongest argument, and how do you refute it?
Yeah, so the strongest argument was extraordinary evidence, claim requires extraordinary evidence. And my point is, no, it's enough to have anomalies that you need to attend to, because they are, scientific facts. You know, there were measurements that provided results that do not quite line up with the type of objects that we have seen. So we need to put all possibilities on the table and not dismiss, not say it's never aliens, because it could be. So my point is, we should be open-minded, and that should motivate us to get more evidence, rather than us saying we don't want to discuss this possibility whatsoever. Because imagine if anatomy was dismissed just because people said the human body has a soul.
Okay, we have to take another short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your latest book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic. Once again, we're talking about extraterrestrial civilizations in outer space. Have we already been visited? We have with us today the former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University, author of a book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. So, Avi, let's say you're right, and this object is from another civilization, an advanced civilization. What is it doing in our solar system? Is it doing reconnaissance? Is it simply a piece of space debris left over from their space program? Is it piloted? Are there aliens on this object? What are your thoughts, assuming that you're right?
Yes, that's an excellent question. And of course, we want more evidence, more data, more clues. But what we know is that it was stumbling. It was not in full control of its behavior, dynamical behavior. So to me, that illustrates that it's probably a piece of junk, space trash that, you know, most likely billions of years old. If you imagine most stars formed before the sun, billions of years before the sun, and if they had civilizations that are the developed equipment, this equipment that was floated into space, like Voyager 1, Voyager 2, New Horizons by us, it's by now billions of years old, and therefore it's not functional anymore. It's just like finding a plastic bottle on the beach that is punctured, has holes in it. It's not really useful for anything, but you can tell that it's not a rock. So my guess is probably something like that. But then there was this peculiar fact about Oumuamua that it came from a special frame of reference, the so-called local standard of rest. Only one in 500 stars is so much at rest in that frame. It's the frame that you get to when you average over the motions of all the stars in the neighborhood of the sun. It's sort of like the galactic parking lot. And this object was at rest there. So the sun just bumped into it like a giant ship. Bumping into a buoy on the surface of an ocean. And the question is, is there a meaning to that? Does it mean that maybe there are lots of buoys that serve, for example, like a grid of coordinates that interstellar navigation, guided by? Or maybe it's relay stations for communication. We don't know. We just need to find more evidence about objects of the same type.
Okay, and in your book you talk about perhaps a new science is being created called archaeoastronomy. That sounds like a contradiction in terms. What is archaeoastronomy?
Right, so in the past we searched for radio signals as a sign of extraterrestrial intelligence, and that is equivalent to trying to speak on the phone with someone. You need that someone, that counterpart, to be alive. But On the other hand, for example, we can't have a conversation with the Mayan culture. The culture is not around anymore. It's dead. So how do we know that they existed? We find relics in an archaeological dig. And so we can do the same thing in space. If we find relics of civilizations that existed billions of years ago, we would know that they existed. It's a completely different method of finding evidence. Rather than listening for radio signals, we should do space archaeology, search for relics left over, you know, billions of years ago by other civilizations in space.
Okay. Well, there's been other flashes in the news concerning the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligence in space. For example, we have Tabby's star. Some people think that the fact that light from a star diminished by, 50% or so? I forgot the exact number.
Yeah,
indicates that, maybe that there's a Dyson sphere that's been sucking energy away from a star, which would, of course, require a civilization thousands of years more advanced than us. So what are your thoughts about Tabby's star and whether that could be an example of archaeoastronomy?
Yeah, so there are various ways of searching for technological signatures. You can search for industrial pollution in the atmospheres of planets. You can search for artificial light. For example, the city of Tokyo can be seen by the Hubble Space Telescope all the way out to the outskirts of the solar system, on Pluto. If we had on Pluto a Tokyo-like city, we could see it with the Hubble Space Telescope. You can search for structures, like you just mentioned, the Dyson sphere around a star. But I think, well, first of all, the engineering requirements for a Dyson sphere or some big object.
Okay, Avi, we have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of your book, Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your voice heard on the internet and on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest today is the former chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University. The book is called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. So, Avi, we were talking about, well, the SETI project. We've had a number of people from the SETI project on the air talking about eavesdropping on radio signals from extraterrestrial civilizations. But some of these civilizations, as you pointed out, may be dead. They may be ancient, in which case we should look for relics from these civilizations. And you're talking about a new science called archaeoastronomy, looking for evidence of extraterrestrial civilizations, some civilizations that may no longer be alive. So could you elaborate on that?
Right. So most stars formed before the sun, and billions of years earlier, the sun is a relative latecomer. And if they had a civilization similar to ours that produced probes similar to New Horizons, Voyager 1, Voyager 2, or a lot of other equipment that was sent out of their solar system, then these would fill up the interstellar space, and we could see those messages in bottles, you know, every now and then. The point is that we are summing over a history of billions of years of the Milky Way galaxy rather than relying on a civilization being around today to communicate with us. And that offers a much richer setup for finding evidence. And it has nothing to do with the Drake equation that is often used, because all you care about is how many objects you have per unit volume. Sort of like if you walk on the beach and you want to ask, what is my chance of encountering a plastic bottle? It just depends on the number of plastic bottles per unit area on the beach. And in the case of space, it's per unit volume. And we should not make a guess. We should just go out and search. And a simple way to search is place cameras within the orbit of the Earth around the sun. And whenever such an object comes close, take a photograph and try to figure out, is it a plastic bottle or is it a rock? Very simple.
Okay. Now, also, the Hubble Space Telescope is gradually going to be superseded by the Webb Telescope, which looks into the infrared region of the spectrum. And do you think, therefore, that we're going to be able to actually one day maybe photograph one of these extrasolar planets and gain more evidence as to what's out there? The fact that perhaps life may be more common than we thought in the galaxy. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, we now know from the Kepler satellite that of order a half of all sun-like stars, 50% plus or minus 30, have a planet the size of the Earth roughly at the same separation. And to me, that implies not only that we are not at the center of the universe as Aristotle postulated, our backyard is also not very unusual. You know, there are lots of Earth-Sun systems out there. And therefore, I think it's very likely that if you arrange for similar circumstances, you get similar outcome. After several decades of working in astronomy, I developed a sense of modesty. That's the biggest message you get. You are not privileged in any way. you are not special, you are not unique, you are not at the center of the universe, you are not, your environment is not unusual. And that implies to me that life as we see on Earth must have existed in many other places. And perhaps even we are not the smartest kid on the block. We are not the sharpest cookie in the jar. And that would be a sense of modesty that, you know, my daughters, when they were young, they spent their time at home. They thought that they're the smartest. And then they went to the kindergarten, got a better perspective. They're smarter kids with better qualities. You know, we need to mature as a civilization by finding others.
So how do you answer the question, or maybe you have already, the Fermi paradox? If the galaxy is teeming with advanced civilizations, then where are they? How come they haven't visited us? Did they go into extinction or some sort? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this question is very arrogant, because when I met my wife, she had friends that used to say that they're waiting for Prince Charming on a white horse that will make them a marriage proposal. And that never happened. So us saying, where is everybody? Why don't they come here and have a party with us? Why don't they spy on us? Because, you know, we are probably not sufficiently interesting. We are probably like ants on a sidewalk. There are lots of them, and nobody pays attention to a specific ant. And why would we even think that we should easily see them nearby? I think that, you know, nobody cares about us, probably. That's the modest point of view. We should get used to that.
Okay. And let me ask you a hypothetical question. Nikolai Kardashev, a famous Russian astronomer, had a classification of advanced civilizations, type 1, type 2, type 3, based on energy generation. Type 1 would be planetary. They absorb all the light coming from the sun. Type 2 would be stellar. They basically harness the energy of an entire star. And then there's type 3, galactic, which is the energy of an entire galaxy. And then he calculated how long it would take for civilizations to go from type 1, 2, and 3. And then, of course, Carl Sagan then estimated that on this cosmic scale, we are type 0, actually type 0.7. So we're just children. Children when it comes to this galactic scale of energy consumption. So what are your thoughts?
Yes, of course, we are just at the beginning. We have 100 years or so of modern technology, and our technology is evolving very fast over a few years' timescale. So imagine what our technology would be in 1,000 years or in 1,000,000 years. And that's why we can have a shortcut. If we find the civilization that had those 1,000,000 years, you know, we can borrow some of those technologies. It would feel like cheating in an exam, looking over the shoulder of the student next to you. But if we save 1,000,000 years in the process, it's worth it. And you can make a lot of money out of it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on Science Fantastic. Once again, our special guest today has been Professor Avi Loeb. The book is called Extraterrestrial, now a bestseller, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Outside the Earth. And you are listening to Science Fantastic. Go to my website if you want to find out more, mkaku.org. And my next book is coming out in April, The God Equation, The Quest for the Theory of Everything. It's what I do for a living, working on something called string theory. Stay tuned.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.